All right, so this video I wanted to make about just like what happens, like what happens when you go through a divorce, right? And I think this can be applied to men and women. Whereas like when you go through a divorce, like that shit is like that shit can be, it's like the opposite of a car crash, right? Like when you drive past a car crash, like a small part of you wants to see it, even though you know there were like it's going to be brutal. At best, there's going to be nothing good to come out of it, right? Whereas a divorce is like it's the same feelings, but like kind of in like an opposite land where like when you're going through, at least from my end, you know, like you really don't want to watch it have to happen because you got to see that person. Like I had to see my wife like at least two or three more times after I'd already left and was over. Like you have to watch that person like slowly fade, like ultimately slowly fade away from you, even though you know it's the best thing for you. Okay, for my example, for me, it was the best thing for me to leave her. But like, and like for me, it was my first marriage, whereas it was her second. So she had already been through all this. She knew what to do. Like, and it was still new for me. So like, for me, like it hurt me more, like it hurt me more so because it was my first marriage. I didn't want my first marriage to end. I knew I didn't want to be with her. That was clear. Like if she had been just a regular girlfriend, I just would have ghosted her and just never called her again. But see, when you're tied up legally like that, and then she had a house and she was at the time trying to sell the house and she couldn't sell it without my permission because I was still technically married to her. It was just, this whole bunch of just like that. That's the whole legal side of marriage that really why I can't really advise any man get married, honestly. But the reason I went through that and I told my example of it, because I got in a conversation with a guy earlier today about marriage and he's never been married. And he's 39 going on 40. I was like, man, and I told him, like, look, you're really not missing anything. If anything, it just makes it more complicated to leave. That's really about it. And worst case is the woman just gets more comfortable and starts pulling more stupid shit on you then because she knows she has you legally now. But anything other than that, like you can do all the exact same other shit with a woman and just move in with her. You don't have to. Well, some countries, they even got that recognized marriage or whatever it's called. Like if you just live with somebody for a long period of time, I forget what it's called now, but I always know what it's called before. But the reason I said I brought that up is I wanted to get on the topic of when you go through a divorce, like you cannot predict what both of the individuals are going to be like after the divorce. Because some guys, they go through a divorce and it just destroys them. It destroys them. Like they lose all part of their gangsterness. Like they're just not gangster anymore. It hit them hard. Like okay, when you get divorced, I've watched people flunk out of college. Those two worlds that I personally have experience with, when you watch them. For whatever reason, a relationship doesn't work out, like with college or with a marriage, like those two things hit people like on a deeper level. And you just never know what's going to happen, like how they're going to, what you never know what they're going to truly turn into after it's happened. You see what I'm saying? Like for guys and girls, like some guys and girls, they'll just eat, take it out on food, just eat and just get super fat. Some guys and girls, they take it as look, they take a failed marriage or failures colleges, look, that was a test to see how tough I was. Well, I'll just start working out or I'll just start, you know, practicing violin harder or they take it and turn it into like a revenge thing for the world. So they go out and they end up stronger than they were before. Other guys, like I was watching this, I'm into simulation racing. I'm into racing, like in general. I'm always horrible with names, but I do keep up with racing, like with cars, like GT cars and Formula One cars. A little bit of NASCAR. I'm not really big into that, even though NASCAR is in reality probably more difficult because there's just not as many turns in NASCAR. But But that's a whole other topic. But I was watching one guy. He's a real popular sim racer dude guy. And he goes on about his divorce, and like he took it. Like I could tell by his scenario, like he took divorce hard. He ended up living in a shed in his parents' backyard at like 30 something years old. I'm talking like a small shed. Like he just got fucked up. Like I'm sure he's a cool guy in real life. And if he ever ends up watching this, he knows what I'm talking about because I brought up that shed. But I'm not, what I'm trying to say is I'm not looking down on people who end up like that. What I'm trying to say is you never know what that's going to do to people. Because like I said, when I was in college, man, I was in a degree. My first degree was in a field where they only offered the classes one time, like that one class, they would only offer it one time per year. So you pretty much, you had to pass every class the first time you took it to keep going. And it was in the biotechnology field, which is a tough field. It was just, you know, biology, like biochemistry, organic chemistry, molecular biology, microbiology. It was just all those different types of fucking sciences. And that's all you took, like all the time, full time. And you had to keep that shit up for 2 years. And if you didn't do well in one class, well, you had to wait a whole another year. Pretty much you were kicked out the program for a year. That's what it was. So I will watch people in that program. You know, for whatever reason, they would flunk out for like any types of reason. It wasn't because they just didn't do good in the class from just pure ability. Like one guy, he was a younger guy. He had already taken a lot of biotech classes in high school. So when he came to college, he felt like he was too good for it and just didn't care about it and just dropped out. Like, and the guy was getting strays all the time. But when you bump into these guys like years later, like one dude, he was like, he ended up like doing complete physical labor, which is that, okay, in the context of this scenario, like you go from being a scientist to cutting grass for a living, that's a big fucking jump. And a lot of times, like, that's not intentional. Like, something happened for you to go from, you know, regard as a fucking scientist to going out doing physical labor. Well, I'm not looking down on physical labor, but you got to understand the context of this. That's not like you just go, whoop, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't just do that. Like something happened. You see what I'm saying? Like, and it's kind of the same thing. Like I say, with marriage, like when people get divorced, like you just never, for any reason, people get divorced for some of any reasons, man. And then after that, what actually, like what it turns them into after that? Some people they get divorced, men or women, and they lead the next 20 years of their life is stuck in thinking about their last spouse. And they could just never grow out of it. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not making fun of them, but this is just what happens. Other guys, like me, friends, okay, I was pumping. I was fucking bitches, like, literally that next week. like for real. Like, and I'm being honest with you. I was fucking bitches, like, immediately. Like, that next week. But, like, some guys, man, I remember a good friend of mine, man. He had a divorce, and he just always, I mean, like he just kept, he was always bring the woman up. And like, I just told him, like, as a friend, I said, look, as a friend, if you bring her up, yeah, I'm gonna punch you in the chest. Cause you bring her up too much. He never brought her up again. But not because he was afraid of me or anything, but I think he kind of just picked up on what was going on. But yeah, with divorce, man, like you never know what you're gonna turn into. And like I said, the reason I make these videos is not to strict, is okay, I don't wanna make videos like how other guys make videos where there's a lot of MGTOW / red pill kind of guys who make videos, and the whole video is just strictly on only bashing the women. Whereas my personal definition of the actual definition of what a man going his own way means is a man becoming enlightened, learning from other men, learning from other men's mistakes, and learning to truly go his own way in life. Okay, a man going his own way is not, in my definition, a man going his own way is not just sitting down, focused on bashing women all fucking day long. That's a fucking bitter ass man, in my opinion. Don't get me wrong. I talk shit about bitches because I'm explaining bitches' nature. But I'm not sitting, like, I don't want, my goal in these videos is to educate men in topics that men do not talk about every day walking down the street. So to give, you know, whoever watches this some insight on what's going to actually happen in the real world. You see what I'm saying? Like, because if you go back at all my videos, I walk you through the psychology. I'm farting. I got fucking gas, man. I'm walking you through the psychology of exactly what bitches are thinking, exactly at what moment in time of what you did or what society's doing with them. You see what I'm saying? Like, my goal in my videos are to walk men through. You see, because there's so many guys who claim they're MGTOW, which is cool, but all the videos always kind of come back down to focusing on making fun of this bitch. And then, okay, go out in the world. You see, like, there's no educating going on in those videos. I mean, I'm not going to name them by name, but you see what I'm saying? Like, there's no method of educating younger men to teach them what's exactly going on and what they're thinking to give them some level ground in the playing field for when they go out there again. You see, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's fun to sit up and listen to some guys, you know, roast bitches for 3 hours sometimes and just laughing at them. But I mean, at the end of the day, like, the guys really aren't growing. You know, they're just kind of growing more bitter and sitting in their room on their YouTube app, you know, pointing and laughing at the bitch. And they're not learning how to, like, truly go their own way. Like, I mean, I guess it is a method of going their own way as far as, you know, learning how to sit back and laugh at bitches. But, like, sooner or later, they don't have to go back out in that world. And they're going to be the same guy they were before. And they only went the wrong way in their, you know, cynical views while they're sitting up alone. You see what I'm saying? Where I'm teaching you how to be. My goal is to teach men how to go their own way in the actual fucking world and how to deal, you know, and how to hear, like, oh, yeah, that one YouTuber told me about this situation. And he told me, yeah, so she's probably thinking this and he's going to think that. Okay, so what I'm going to do is this. You see, that's my goal, is to educate you for the world. You see what I'm saying? Like, because, like, I say this all the time. When I was younger, I didn't have very few people probably talked to me about it. And it was so few that I can't even remember. And it was so quick and brief. It, you know, there was no time for the knowledge to sink in. You see, but now we got YouTube, blah blah blah, and like, MGTOW's been around for a long time, but like, I didn't know about it when I was younger. Okay, so I had to learn a lot on MGTOW, Red Pill. Like I said, people had to tell me I was Red Pill. I didn't even know I was Red Pill until I remember the first time when I did go Red Pill. I was like talking to my wife, and I was explaining to her pretty much red pill opinions about her friend who couldn't get a date at 32 years old. And I was pretty much just like telling her all this shit. But yeah, man. So back to the original topic, like divorce. These are things that men do not talk about with other men. First off, I just can't recommend any man to get married. There's just really no, but it's one of those things I think everybody wants to try at least once. So, I mean, if you want to try it, go for it. But in my honest opinion, I could not recommend it. There is absolutely no benefit in it for a man. All the benefit in it is for the woman. That's it. Especially in places like North America. There's no benefit in it for you. There's just absolutely no, it's zero benefit in it for you. With divorce, I'm just going to go on the topic of divorce. What I'll say is this. From my experience of it, when you divorce, okay, treat that like how I tell you to treat women, like in clubs and bars when they make it clear like they're not interested, okay? That woman is officially dead to you. She's dead. Don't ever. Her life doesn't mean anything to you anymore. You have to understand, like, your worth in the world with a woman. See, your worth to a woman is your ability to protect her. Okay, and the only time she ever earns that is when she wants to be your woman. Okay, that's the only time you should do something that shows, you know, that you're willing to go out of your way to protect her, blah blah blah. Don't chase after her or anything like that, but just, you know, give her that, you know, that manly type of existence / protection in her life. But when it's clear like you two are divorcing, cut that shit off of me. That's what I did. Cut that shit off immediately. Like you were like, if you got to deal with her, she's just another motherfucker down the street. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't do nothing. Don't be that. Okay, well, I would advise this. Don't be that guy. And I'm not making fun of that guy. But don't be that guy who still contacts his ex-wife, who still wants to come back, who's still like, no, she's fucking dead to you. That's what I would advise. That's what I did. Now, the reason I say this is because I remember my ex-wife, her ex-husband was that guy who was like just a sick fucking puppy. He was, and it was so sad, pathetic. Because she, it was really sad, pathetic, man. Like, he was just a sick dog. And I was saying red pill shit at the time, but I was still really fucking beta. But I can see how beta he was, type of thing. Where I was like, ooh. like that shit, like, yeah, he's fucked up. But just like look, if you ever leave a girl or dump a girl or what have you, she's fucking dead to you. I'll tell you this. This is how I deal with them. Once something doesn't smell right, not talking about my farts at the moment, but once something doesn't smell right in the relationship, once, you know, she's kind of answering back with one word answer, shit like that. Once something happens like that, man, she's dead to you. Just, it's not worth, trust me, believe me on this, it's not going to be worth the stress, the fatigue and thinking about it all day long. Thinking about maybe it was that thing you did 4 months ago and now she's mad about it now because she thought you did it again. It's not worth it, okay? And if anything, when you're doing it, all it's doing is just raising her ego and status in a relationship, okay? And it's just a waste of fucking. So like I said in other videos, man, women's nature and women's thought processes are so fucking petty and stupid. Like, they're so petty and stupid that men completely think just way over it. like their brains are like here. Man's brain is just like, is like here and trying to look equally at it. But the woman's brain is really here the whole time. Like, and when you really talk to them and dive to the root of why of the issues and shit like that, it's so fucking stupid and pathetic. Is, trust me on this, it's not worth your time. Matter of fact, going back on the last video when I told you guys about the two girls, I talked. She texted me today, and she came up with all these excuses why she didn't like him. And I already know why she didn't like him, because he was a nice guy. That's why she doesn't like him. But she was trying to come up with all these other excuses. Man, he smelled funny. I didn't like his sweater and all this shit like that. Like, I'm saying, like, once you learn their nature, man, it's so fucking simple. It's so easy. But anyway, divorce. You're never going to know what you're going to turn into after. Okay. Like, now I'm the type of person, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I after every relationship breakup or everything like that, I always went higher in life. Like, that's what I did. Like, if it wasn't through education, it was through traveling. If it was through traveling, it was through, like, working out and doing something. If it was through working out. It was, like, I was always building something. So, like, I never bottomed out. But that's just me. Like, because I don't have any children of my own yet. Like, that's just me. I had that extra amount of freedom in my life to really sit down and just think it through, like, what am I actually doing type of thing. But now, like I said, I'm not making fun of guys who did not do that. Because some guys, like, they go through divorce, man, and they just, it hits them so hard on a personal level where they just end up driving Uber for the next 5 years and just tap out of life. Like, I get it, man, because, like, shit, it affects people differently, and I'm not making fun of them. But what I'm trying to say is just prepare for it, okay? Prepare for it.